It's very, very much, you're yawning. Am I tiring you, Joe? Am I boring you right now?
I had a long weekend.
Wow, okay. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 35 of our 50 Reasons to Visit Ireland from Crystal Travel and Tours in Boston. My name is Caitlin, and I'm rather excited for this episode, because I attended the University of Ulster in Jordanstown, Northern Ireland, for a semester abroad in 2012, and I think we're going to talk a little bit more about that in this episode.
Where is Jordanstown, Caitlin?
It's right outside of Belfast, Joe.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, you know.
As Caitlin just called me, I am Joe, and I was born and raised in Ireland on a farm in Ballinasheen.
And for the course of this year, we've been giving you a new reason each week to see the Emerald Isle for yourself.
We have focused on various themes, and within those themes, we're counting up from 1 to 50. Our current theme is Great Cities, and today, reason 35 is the small city of
Belfast,
which is very close to Jordanstown.
Yes, it is indeed, and I'm so excited because I love Belfast. I love it.
Now, why do you love Belfast? Have you been there, Caitlin?
No. Yes, I have. I lived there for about 5 months. I lived in Jordanstown, but Jordanstown is so close. It's like a 20-minute train ride from Jordanstown to Belfast into the city. And
so you have actually been to the city?
Yes, I have been to the city.
I can't be sure with you with your Ireland adventures.
Of course I've been to the city. Yes.
It's like, yeah, I was 20 minutes away and I got free tickets, but
I ate too much Greek yogurt and then I couldn't go.
Had to Skype my boyfriend.
Both are things that actually happened. But no, I adore this city. It is my second home. Well, no. I don't know. Maybe my
You've got a few homes, Caitlin.
My third home? I don't know.
It's my second home outside of the US.
Yeah, there we go. Yes, I adore Belfast. And we're going to talk about Belfast today. There's so much I could say. It is one of my very favorite places in the world. The people are beyond welcoming. The scenery is absolutely stunning. You look around and you've got city meets countryside. It's just gorgeous. There's this accent that originally, when I first went there, I definitely thought, I knew they weren't speaking a foreign language, but I felt like they were because when they talk very quickly, it's just a lot of blur.
Yes.
It sounds like they have peanut butter on the roofs of their mouths is kind of the way that I would describe it.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah?
The Irish people mostly don't eat peanut butter, so it's hard for them to equate this.
Well, anyway, the Americans listening will get that. The charming architecture is also something that you will notice around Belfast, and there's really excitement everywhere you turn, which we're going to talk about.
Yes, on the accent thing, when I was there in December last year, we had a taxi ride from one of the big attractions in the city back to our hotel.
Okay.
And it was just me and Amanda, and we had a conversation with the taxi driver. Now, Amanda stayed quite silent throughout, and I did my level best to continue the conversation, but the guy was talking so fast.
Oh boy,
in a Belfast accent, and even me, I should and would be used to that, but there's nothing that prepares you for the real thing.
Right.
And I was dying to get out of the taxi so I could ask Amanda if she understood what he was saying, and she's like, I got at least 20% of the words. Yeah.
That's like my friend Jamie. He's from the greater Belfast area, and he and I will FaceTime a lot, and he has his Americanized Northern Irish accent that he, you know, flips on whenever we're talking, and then, you know, his dad will walk in the room and it's Northern Iron. That is, Northern Iron is the phrase that people used a lot over there when I was there. Have you heard that phrase?
Yes.
That's how they equivalent their accent to equivalent? I don't think that's the right term for that, but whatever.
No, it's not. Equivalent still isn't a word in my head.
It is a word.
I know we've looked it up.
I just didn't use it correctly. But yes. So, yes, I was very overwhelmed going to Belfast for the first time. very, very jet lagged, of course, when I first arrived, and everything was topsy-turvy. The accents were strange, and then I came to love them. And I will say, this is not at all related to traveling, but when I first arrived, I had, like, this 10-step process I had to do to get all my classes sorted and everything. It was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the printer was not working when I had to, like, get my schedule. So I met with my advisor, and she pulled out a little post-it, and she wrote down in very small, like, font, like, oh, you want this block, and you want this room, and you want this, and so I had my schedule saved on a post-it, and that's all I used for the whole time I was there to find my classes.
I have never seen Caitlin as excited for a podcast or as animated, which is saying something. She keeps leaning in, and she keeps moving and flailing her hands, and she will not stop smiling.
I'm sorry.
It's allowed.
Thank you.
I'll allow it for
Thank
this
you.
Morning.
All right. So, Belfast is known as the birthplace of the RMS Titanic. As the saying there goes, she was fine when she left here. Ha ha ha. That's what they say over there. Harland and Wolff Shipyards became one of the largest shipbuilders in the world. The city played a key role in the Industrial Revolution up until the latter half of the 20th century.
And before we get into the Titanic, probably a little bit later on,
mm-hmm.
It is important to note how goddamn gigantic that ship was at the time, and just how much work went into building it. Like, it's not something I ever thought about. It was just like, it's just a ship. So, you know, they banged it together and houses went. But even now, I'm sure building ships is an insane industry that you just do not think about. And it's like, there wasn't a ship, and then there was a ship, and then we all went for a cruise on it. This was gigantic. And the other thing on it is, it's incredible how a city can turn a disaster like this into such an incredible tourism opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that she was fine when she left here saying is just so typically Irish.
It's perfectly Belfast, you know, it really
Love
is.
It.
So today, Belfast is known for its arts, higher education, law, and being the driving economic engine of Northern Ireland. The city saw its share of conflict, of course, during the Troubles, but it's come such a long way since then. In 2012, Lonely Planet stated, "You should get here before the rest of the world arrives." And I did, because that's when I was in Belfast. 2012.
Jordanstown, I heard.
Right outside of Belfast.
Okay.
National Geographic named it as one of the best must-see places for 2012, calling it a capital that is redefining itself in the eyes of the world.
2012 was a big year for Belfast.
Big year. And
Lonely Planet, and
Caitlin,
National Geographic, Caitlin Potts.
I
Huge.
Hopped on over that pond, and I hung out there as well. So if you take a look at a map of the island of Ireland, you'll find Belfast in the northeast on the upper right corner. It almost looks like a little slice has been cut out of the actual land, and that's where the water begins to form in the harbor.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Thank you.
Move over, geography teachers. Caitlin's in. She's ready to teach. All right, so let's dive in here. Of course, we were just talking about Titanic, and we can't talk about Belfast without talking about its biggest attraction, which is Titanic Belfast. Now, we did discuss this in great detail in our Titanic episode a while back, so we're not going to dive into it too much. But we will a little bit, right, Joe?
Yes.
Because this is 50 Reasons Podcast, and that's how we do. So this is a state-of-the-art exhibit that is sure to amaze you, whether or not you really have much of an interest in Titanic at all. This is a must-see exhibit. I've said before, the outside sort of looks like if the ship and the iceberg were one, if they melded into one thing, that is...
Which they did, and that's how we got the story of the Titanic sinking.
Ha ha ha, yes, but this is, like, way less morbid looking. It's really cool.
It is, it's very cool.
Yes, thank you. You'll feel like you were there on the day it sailed for its maiden voyage, and also like you're a passenger dining in first class. Your tour will take you through all the steps of Titanic's journey in a really incredible way that's unlike anything you've found anywhere else. And, you know, yeah, it all sounds like, okay, you know, whatever. But this, you really see for yourself what it was like to live in the Industrial Revolution time, being in this city when all of this stuff was going on, when it was a shipbuilding area, when Harland and Wolff was in its prime, when this was how people went from point A to point B, were these very big steam line ships.
Yes, I would put Titanic Belfast in the museum category,
mm-hmm.
and that is doing it a serious injustice. Because when people think of museums, it's the little bits of writing on the wall and a couple of artifacts
right.
or whatever in a glass case, and you're moving around and you can read or you don't have to or whatever.
Yeah.
Things like Titanic Belfast are redefining what a museum is,
definitely.
For want of a better word. And I know you used the word exhibit, which makes sense too, but it's right there. It's got everything. It's interactive. It's got audio. It's got video. It's
yeah.
got all sorts of cool, I won't say 3D stuff, but like there's a platform you can stand on and it takes you up through like the 7 stories of the ship or whatever,
mm-hmm.
as if you're going up through the floorboards, and you get to take a look around,
mm-hmm.
see what each place looked like. So you've got, you know, your third class cabins and your second class and your first class and your dining room and onto
right.
the deck and whatever.
Very
and
cool.
It's just it's a really, really cool experience. And as Caitlin said then as well, it doesn't just transport you into the ship and back out. Takes you into the time, takes you into the city.
Absolutely.
Takes you right into that Celine Dion song. It's just
and another really cool part that I love is at the very end, you go into this dark room per se, and just the whole wall in front of you is a live in real time screen of the ship underwater. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
a little bit creepy and haunting, of course. I mean, you've learned all this about this ship, of course, and then boom, there it is. But it makes it very real, and I think
mm-hmm.
it's very, very much hits home.
Well, that's
for a lot
the,
of people.
The whole thing is real, but
that's
where it really,
absolutely
really gets it.
And I went on opening day.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
didn't hear this story before.
We did discuss this. Yes, and it was fabulous.
Caitlin got some of her name in the paper, I believe.
Some, not all. You know,
what did they call you?
We
again?
Can't have everything. Was it Kiatlin, I think? Kiatlin? I don't know. We'll have to include that link again because
yeah.
that was too good. All right, so there are other things to check out in Belfast besides the Titanic exhibition, but of course that is our number one. But we will point out some other tidbits and fun
tidbits.
Little hot spots to check out. Belfast Castle is a really good one. It's located on the slopes of Cave Hill Country Park, about 400 feet above sea level. This castle was built in 1862 by the 3rd Marquis of Donegal. You will find the Donegal coat of arms over the front door and north wall of the castle. I don't think you've been to this castle, right, Jill?
No, I
well,
haven't.
Well, guess what? I have. Caitlin's
going to finally beat me in knowledge of something. I have been to Titanic Belfast.
Well, that's fair. So later on, this castle was in the hands of the 7th Earl of Shaftesbury up until 1934, when the family gave it over to the city of Belfast. The inside feels a bit like Downton Abbey, which is so magical. You walk in and there's just like this beautiful staircase, and it's like very dark, and it's all mahogany, and it's just so spectacular.
And there's these kitchen staff being abused downstairs for not having any workers' rights.
I mean, I was going to say, you can envision the Crawleys entertaining their guests, or you can picture the servants gossiping as they get dinner ready.
Crawleys were a shower of jerks, Caitlin.
You know. I know, but they were so cool. It's okay. It's okay to be a jerk if you're cool, right?
Do you still cry? Have you seen all of Downton Abbey?
I have seen, like, the first 4 seasons.
So do you still cry over Sybil's death?
Yes.
Spoiler.
And what's his fate? Matthew's death was the worst. Matthew!
Sybil was the real star of the show.
I guess, if you say so.
Yeah.
It was very sad, though. Sorry if we've ruined it for anybody. So today, the castle is used for weddings, receptions, and afternoon tea. Now, I went to this castle.
Did you?
Maybe my second weekend living over there. It was pretty early on. I did not have tea there, I will say. But I did split a Fanta with one of my very dear friends.
Josh, probably.
No, Mackenzie. But Mackenzie and Josh are very good friends, and they're very similar. And they're
I would split a Fanta with either of those.
Either of them is Fanta split worthy, yes. Our other friend, though, did have an Irish coffee, and she very much enjoyed it. And I just bring that up because we've talked about Irish coffee before.
Recently.
In 50 reasons. Yes,
yes.
Indeed. The castle's exterior is something else to note as well. It's a whole other cool reason to go. It feels a bit like Alice in Wonderland in many ways. It's landscaped, gardens, posh Victorian architecture, mosaic tiling. One thing you will notice while you're at this castle is there are cats everywhere. There's a cat that everybody always has to get a photo with as well. That's like this tail, this really cool thing.
Well, I'm out, if that's the case.
You're out? You don't like cats?
Cats are worse than the Crawlies.
Cats are kind of turds, but this cat is cool. So there's this plaque outside that states tradition has it. Good fortune will come to those who visit the castle if there is a white cat kept there. Then it goes on to say there's always been a white cat living there. And the garden itself has 9 cat references throughout. Of course, cats, 9 lives, whatever. And the mosaic tiling is one of those. So I challenge you, should you go.
Just pointing at microphone.
Pointing at the microphone, I challenge you to go spot the cats and tell me about it.
Damn, booking my flight as we speak.
Gosh, I should be in sales, I'm so good. It also has this gorgeous staircase outside that really takes you back in time. And my friends and I did some photo shoots there as well because...
Of course.
We're cool.
Pushing your hair up like this.
We're the coolest, basically. Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Belfast Castle, though, seriously, all jokes aside, it is fabulous. You get an amazing view of Greater Belfast there, but you also get an amazing view of Belfast.
But wait, there's more.
There's more in Cave Hill, which is not too far from Belfast. They're located in this Belfast.
It overlooks Belfast, right?
Not too far from Belfast Castle is where I was going with that. Yes. Yes, they're in the same park. They are both Cave Hill and Belfast Castle. Cave Hill offers, as I said, beautiful panoramic views across Belfast. It's named for the 5 caves located on the side of the cliffs. Cave Hill has this feature that's locally referred to as Napoleon's Nose, Joe, and it's believed to have been the inspiration for Jonathan Swift's novel, Gulliver's Travels. Along with that, Cave Hill's got a wealth of natural, archaeological, and historical features. Friends of mine hiked up this, and I was invited, but
I was just going to say, where's this story going? Friends of mine.
I did not go.
Why not, Caitlin?
It was my boyfriend's birthday, and and I Skyped with him.
I did not know this before this story, but at the same time, I kind of knew that that's what the answer was going to be.
Yeah, it was his birthday, but I really wish I'd gone. That's also the day I missed the rugby game, too. It was a twofer.
How long was this Skype session?
Well, they left early in the day, and I didn't...
Jesus,
yeah, Caitlin. I know. I should have gone for the rugby game, in retrospect.
You have to get your priorities right.
Or all of it. Moving on. So, let's say you want to stick a little closer to the ground level? That's not where I want to go with this. Let's say you don't really want to be as above sea level as Cave Hill.
You're not as adventurous as Caitlin's friends, and you're more like Caitlin.
Well, another really cool thing to check out in Belfast is the Big Fish. This is also called the Salmon of Knowledge. It's located in Donegal Quay, and it overlooks the River Lagan. Have you heard of this, Joe? You're about to.
I know what the Salmon of Knowledge is. I don't know if this is the same thing as the Salmon of Knowledge, but continue.
Okay, so this thing, it used to kind of weird me out because it's like you're walking and everything's all hunky-dory, and then there's this huge, it's like the size of
I've seen it. I think I have a picture of it, yeah.
Small ship, boat, whatever. Yeah. It's like a tugboat thing. Yeah. It's just hanging out in the middle of the harbor area thing. Yep,
I didn't know what that was. I think I have a picture of it, though.
So from far away, it looks like a blue and white speckled statue. But when you get closer up, it's really cool. Each scale on the fish is a ceramic tile that features text and images pertaining to Belfast's history. It's fascinating, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you're just so intrigued, but it's pretty cool.
These art installations always intrigue me. I say dead, but I'm genuinely serious. Okay. I don't have my Caitlin voice on this morning, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's humorous, I like it. This is good, I like this. The Big Fish also contains a time capsule as well of life and times in Belfast and of the citizens who live there.
Caitlin doesn't really know what the time capsule contains. She's just ad-libbing it at the moment.
It's great, I'm doing great.
Yes.
Speaking of time capsules and history, a great deal of Belfast locations pay homage to its Victorian ages.
You've really been working on your segues, haven't you?
I did kind of have fun with these, yes. For example, talking about Victorian times and Victorian things, we've got the Crown Liqueur Saloon, which is another one of my very favorite places in Belfast. This is located on Great Victoria Street, across from the Europa Hotel. I also...
Now, Joe, have you been there?
Yes.
We stayed at the Europa, actually, so you couldn't not go there, I guess.
And I have a story. Every time I think of the Crown, I think of... And I believe I've told this story before, but you're going to hear it again. So, I went, of course, in 2012, several times. But this one time, I went with a few friends. And this one girl was looking at the photos that I had taken after our time there. And she was not supposed to be featured in any photos that had alcohol in them. And I was like, okay, you know, I will crop you out. I won't post anything that you're in with you having a beer in your hand, whatever. Fine. Okay, great. So we're waiting for our taxi to come get us. She wants to see my camera. Fine, whatever. Because that's what we seems pretty normal for how we've been. And so she's looking at my camera, and then I hear her go, oh no. And I go, what? I accidentally deleted one of your pictures, Caitlin. I told you the story, Joe. Don't look like you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I hate this girl. Go on.
Yeah. So, sure enough, the picture was gone. It was the one picture I actually liked of myself, and that's a big deal. And it was gone. And to accidentally delete a photo in my digital camera, you had to go in, select the photo, and then you had to hit options, and then you had to hit delete, and then you had to confirm, and then you had to confirm even again. So there were like 5 steps this girl had to accidentally manage to complete to delete this photo. So needless to say, I was not happy with her, and our friendship was but not great after that.
Yeah, she needs to get over herself.
Yeah.
In a number of different ways.
Yes, anyways, lovely girl though.
Sorry, Caitlin.
So moving on to the Crown, we will talk about the Crown instead, because the Crown's a bit more interesting than my mm-hmm. stories, but there is so much more to this than just a bar. It's a work of art, really. The Crown is an amazing example of a Victorian gin palace, and it's one of Northern Ireland's best-known pubs. Originally, it was called the Railway Tavern, but then Michael Flanagan bought it, and his son, Patrick, renamed and renovated in 1885. Its elaborate tiling, stained glass, and woodwork were created by Italian craftsmen, actually, who came to Ireland to work on the many new churches being built in Belfast at that time. There's actually a BBC documentary, Joe, called The Crown Jewel, that discusses even more renovation conducted by the National Trust. When you walk into the Crown, you'll find a mosaic tile of a crown. See that mosaic thing again?
Mm-hmm.
Mosaic stuff, the cat, the crown, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Just sprinkling it throughout like a mosaic.
It's just so great. Yes, you will find a mosaic tile of a crown on the floor of the entrance. You'll find cozy-looking gas lamps on highly decorative carved ceilings. The stained glass windows are filled with gorgeous etchings of painted shells, fairies, pineapples, fleur-de-lis, and clowns. The clowns thing, that would freak me out, but everything else I'd be fine with.
Did they accidentally do that, thinking somebody said, put some crowns in here, and somebody heard clowns?
I wish I'd come up with that. That's good. I mean, who knows?
I didn't read the script, Caitlin, so I did well to come up with that. You'll know I didn't read the script a little later on.
Oh boy, alright. Okay. Oh, because of trivia?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me happy. Alright. We mentioned the term snugs in our last episode. Well, the Crown has them too. There are 10 snugs featured there. They were intended to offer more reserved customers a place to relax during the Victorian period. They feature the original metal plates used for striking matches, and there's even an antique bell system used for getting the staff's attention.
We were only in Belfast for the one night when we were there recently,
mm-hmm.
so we went in and obviously all the snugs were taken.
Sad.
Which was sad and unfortunate. I think it was...
I think
it was in the middle of the day, which made it even worse, because I
Aww.
Think we had lunch there. Maybe it was dinner, I'm not sure. Anyway, I was really sad that we didn't get a snug, because
yeah.
I would like to stay there.
So
and then
cool.
some of our friends were over there a couple of weeks ago, and they posted some photos on Facebook, and they got a snug!
They got a snug!
Very happy for them.
Yes, yes, that's just like the girl that deleted my photo, right? So happy for them. So, we should also make note of Queen's University in Belfast. Not necessarily a huge tourist spot, but it's something worth noting. This place opened in 1849. It's one of the UK's oldest universities. And it's got some famous alumni hailing from there, of course. Former President of Ireland, Mary McAleese, hails from there. And the Nobel Prize winners, who you may have heard us discuss before, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Seamus Heaney and Lord Trimble as well hail from there. And Queen's University is very beautiful. It's something that we used to pass going to one of my favorite bars in Belfast, but we're going to talk about that later. So,
and for those of you who don't know who Lord Trimble is, but might know David Trimble, that's the same person.
There you go.
I didn't know that. I googled it right there just in case, but I assumed the name Trimble was who that was going to be.
There we go. So let's say you're more in the mood for souvenirs. Well, you should check out St. George's Market. Built between 1890 and 1896, this market has received numerous local and national titles and awards. Now, we did mention this back when we were doing our food theme and everything, so I won't talk about it too much. But I will say it's been named Best in Britain and Best Market at the annual Observer Food Monthly Awards. On Fridays, you get a variety market that dates back to as early as 1604. You'll find 248 market stalls that sell fruit, vegetables, antiques, books, clothes, and fish. And we need to note here that the fish section alone contains 23 fish stalls.
So nice.
These people know their fish. Yeah.
Fish.
Yep. Unless you don't like fish, then you're kind of, you don't really care. But I like fish.
There's still another 225 stalls for you to check out.
I think you're still covered. It's got a reputation for being the leading retail fish market on the whole island of Ireland. Fun fact there.
Don't tell Cork's English Market that.
Don't tell them. On Saturdays, St. George's Market has a city food and craft market that focuses on specialty foods from around the world and handmade crafts. And then Sunday, I think I went on a Sunday, I'm pretty sure. But anyways, on Sundays they have the craft market, which is a mixture of Friday and Saturday, but it mainly presents the talent of local artists and craftspeople, including music from local bands.
And I think, but I'm only guessing, that that's where the Christmas market takes place as well. Or if it doesn't, then you've got two awesome markets.
See, there you go.
But yeah, the Christmas market in Belfast is pretty cool.
There you go. Or, let's say it's not Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you want to check out something a little bit more mainstream, you should check out Victoria Square. This is Belfast's premier shopping center. If they don't have it here, you're probably not going to find it. Case in point, one time I was looking for electrical tape because my charger was basically ready to fry for my laptop, and I was freaking out. I had to get a Dell charger in a country that probably did not sell them, so I wanted electrical tape. Went looking at Victoria Square. They did not have it. It was very sad. But, there's a happy ending to this.
Listen to how Caitlin finally gets her electrical tape.
Listen.
Good. I don't even know yet.
I'm getting off the train from Belfast into Jordanstown, getting off the train. I'm talking to one of my very good friends, Lisa, and I'm saying, I'm so sad, I don't know what I'm going to do, my computer, you know, I'm not going to be able to Skype with anybody, I'm not going to be able to do
any
my
of
work.
My boyfriends.
And all of a sudden, this older couple is walking behind us, and they say, oh, did we just overhear you say you need electrical tape? And I said, yes, I do, you know, and they said, well, our house is just over here along the way, you know, you can definitely have some of ours. And so sure enough, the lady ran into the house, ran back out. I had electrical tape.
Wow.
And she said, keep it. And I said, oh, no, I can't. So sure enough, about a week later, I wrote a thank you note and I put it back on her doorstep.
Wow. That is such a wholesome story.
Oh, it's so wonderful. This is why I love that best.
I want to be sarcastic to
you
that.
You can't.
It's difficult.
It's so nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, Victoria Square should have just about everything, if not
except for electrical,
electrical tape.
And you can get Dell chargers in Ireland, it's just probably online.
Yeah, well, anyways, so here you will find more than 70 international and local brands, along with restaurants and a movie theater. This is one of the biggest, most expensive developments ever created in Northern Ireland. It's got a sort of outdoor meets indoor feel, and it's made up of covered, multi-level streets that you can walk on, with sidewalks, I guess I should say, that lead to the stores. The coolest part is the dome found at the very top. You can take the elevator or climb the steps, and you'll get a really amazing view of Greater Belfast. So you've got a lot of options here, whether you are at Cave Hill, Belfast Castle, Victoria Square, you can get a really cool view of the city. Victoria Square is great whether you're looking for a new restaurant or some souvenirs or just some people watching in general.
People watching is always great, no matter where
always
you go.
Always great, always. But if you're more of a history buff than a retail lover, Belfast has you covered there too. There's Crumlin Road Jail. This is a former prison dating back to the Victorian era. It's nicknamed the Crumb.
Very inventive.
Very inventive. This place was thought of as Europe's Alcatraz. It's seen a lot of history, with 17 prisoners executed and a number of successful escapes. It closed its doors back in 1996 and then reopened them as a museum. Today, you can take historic guided tours and even paranormal tours.
Ooh.
Historic guided tours tell the story of what it was like to be an inmate centuries ago, and they take you through places like the hanging cell, the old governor's office, the graveyard, and the holding cells as well. And I believe we've talked about this a bit in
the
past.
The Crumb, yeah.
The Crumb, yes. Mm-hmm. So don't want to dive into it too much more in here, but that is another spot worth checking out. Or, let's say you're like me and you like to not spend your money.
Frugal, Caitlin.
Yes. You should check out the Ulster Museum. It's free. We like free, don't we, Joe?
We love free.
I look over. Love free.
Love it.
You can see all sorts of things here, like the Bronze Age gold jewelry, an Egyptian mummy, but the big thing.
I'm annoyed that it's taken you this long to mention this.
This is like the best for last thing, that's why I'm doing that. The Ulster Museum now showcases a stunning tapestry that depicts key scenes from every Game of Thrones episode.
This thing is awesome.
So you've seen this?
They only unveiled it. I haven't seen it in person.
Okay.
There's an actual app you can get where you can scroll through the tapestry. It's really, really cool.
That's cool.
They only unveiled it before this season, and they've been adding to the tapestry after every episode of this season, and it's so cool. Like, I've talked about the Door of Thrones thing before.
Yeah.
With the Dark Hedges trees being turned into doors and put up in various pubs and restaurants around Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
This is even better. It's incredible.
Nice.
That's all I've got.
Nice.
Sorry.
That's okay. I think it's something you need to see for yourself, right?
I will.
Let's say you're looking for a really in-depth glimpse at Belfast history, though. With the troubles, of course. We highly recommend you take a black taxi tour. For more than 30 years, Northern Ireland's capital took part in a civil war. One of the best reminders of this historical event and its impact is found in the city's murals. Black taxi tours will take you on a 90-minute mural tour spanning from east to west and the north to south. In doing this, you get a better understanding at both sides of the community and what these murals really mean to them. The really fantastic part to all this is, and we've said this before, we've talked about black taxi tours, the people who are giving these tours are Belfast locals who have experienced what they're telling you about firsthand. So they know what they're talking about. They've seen it, they've witnessed it, and they're eager to tell their story and share it with you. Of course, they don't just do political tours. We can also help you book their Giant's Causeway tours, Game of Thrones tours, and others they offer as well.
On black taxi tours, I have taken black taxis in Edinburgh, in London, in Belfast. This is different to any of them. It's not just a taxi taking you from one place to the other.
Sure.
And if you're looking for a real experience you can get nowhere else,
mm-hmm.
This is one of them, because it is, as you said, one of the locals, one of the people who lived through the Troubles,
right,
telling you about the Troubles in the exact areas where the Troubles occurred, showing you the history. And the thing I'll never forget is when our taxi driver pulled two rubber bullets out of his pocket,
which is
what the police forces used to use to break up riots and stuff. And I couldn't fit some of the rubber bullets in my hand. And they're saying that they're non-lethal and that, you know, they'd fire them into the crowd to disperse them, and they'd hit some of them in the back of the head and they would die from it. But that's what they used.
Horrible.
As crowd control.
Horrible.
And just stuff like that, just to see it, hold it, feel it in real life, it's incredible.
Right. So much of this too is, like you said earlier, museums even. You know, it's not like you're just reading a few lines and then you're walking to the next thing. You know, this is something that you, like you said, you see it, you can feel it, you're hearing from this person who's actually been
mm-hmm.
there, you know. Very, very cool. I did not do a black taxi tour and I'm regretting not doing that.
And here we are.
Here we are. Here I am 5 years later, kicking myself. So, we need to move on to some of my personal favorites. Joe is smiling.
I actually have a tidbit for you on the next thing that you talk about, well, which is interesting.
Well, I'm gonna go here first.
That's
so
fine.
Okay, all right. So, the first pub that I ever visited in Belfast was the John Hewitt Bar, where I had my first ever pint of Guinness.
Wow.
And it's one of those things where it just means a lot to me, so I had to share that with everybody.
It means so much that she put her hand on her chest, just underneath her neck there, as usual.
I highly recommend. I remember going. I was very, very hungry. And a lot of places in Ireland have their kitchens closed fairly early, which is something, as an American, you're not used to. And I remember being very hungry, you know, and of course I was the one friend of my group that was going to eat, so I felt like a fatty on top of everything else. But their kitchen was open, and the snack portion was, I got a snack portion of fish and chips, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to share a photo of this, because this was like a massive piece of fish and chips or french fries, whatever you want to call them, and then tartar sauce, you know. Fabulous. Fabulous.
I'm glad, Caitlin. I'm delighted for you.
It tasted amazing. I mean, you know, of course, this is a place that is basically on the water, so of course their fish is going to taste
mm-hmm.
good. But yeah, the John Hewitt was very good. Another of my personal favorites is the Chippy. This is a fun little hole in the wall where Rihanna filmed her music video, We Found Love. The official name is Brannan's, and I'm noting that because there are many Chippies in Belfast. I googled this, and I got like 5 different options, and I was like, that's not it. So if you want to see this place, and if you want to get your We Found Love music video on, whatever, you want to go to the Chippy that's located on Brook, Belfast, 29A North Street, Belfast. And then I have the zip code here as well, but I don't think you need the zip code or anything.
Okay, I have something more interesting to say. Excuse me,
please. But I ate there, and it's so cool.
Yes, so
okay.
If anybody is eating there, they'll contact you. Rihanna's music video, We Found Love, was filmed in Northern Ireland,
yes.
as we know.
Yes.
This was before Rihanna got really out there, if you know what I mean. Started wearing
yeah.
see-through clothes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So when they were filming, part of the video was out in the middle of a field that a farmer had kindly agreed to let her film in. And she decided to take off her top and start swinging it around in the field. So the farmer stopped filming and kicked her out. It was national news for a while. It was,
wow.
it was very funny.
They don't have that. They don't. They, so they have a lot of like news clippings and stuff in the Chippy of like her. They don't have that. No.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
That's funny. Wow. Oh my gosh, that's great. Yes, but she did dance on the tables at the Chippy, and she bought fish and chips for everybody there, which was
wow.
cool. Yeah, wish I'd been there. You know,
to get some free fish and chips or to meet Rihanna.
Both. Yes. And then last but not least, so I mentioned earlier, walking with my friends and passing Queen's University a lot of the time. Well, this was for Thursday nights when we would go to our place called The Parlor. So wonderful.
Sounds like another thing in Downton Abbey.
It's so good.
Where after dinner, the men would go into the cigar room and the women would retire
yeah,
to the parlor.
It does kind of give off that vibe, too. So the parlor is, I'm sure it's very much a Queen's University students hangout. It's 20-somethings, even late teen-somethings. And it's really cool. So the downstairs part of the parlor has, you know, really cool little tables, and you can eat dinner there, and you can they have a pub quiz that they have every Thursday there, which one time we were the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I hated that name.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Well,
it's a terrible name.
I know, my friend Lee liked that name. I did not like that name. Anyways,
not
and
a
then,
good name.
And then upstairs you would go up this really cool staircase, and they had a DJ, they had another cool bar, and it was just so much fun. It was really cool. Our last night there, they knew most of us were going to be going back to the States, and so they requested, or they dedicated a song or something for the Americans, and it was so fun.
Impressive, Caitlin.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I love it so much. I would go back in a heartbeat if I could to that time and place, but I'm very happy where I am now talking about it and sharing it with everybody. Before you get to trivia, Joe, Belfast is also great for day trips to places like Giant's Causeway, Dunluce Castle, Carrigarede Rope Bridge, anywhere along the Causeway Coast, really. a bunch of Game of Thrones filming locations. Which,
north and south of Belfast.
Yes, which we have discussed in past episodes. And Carrickfergus Castle as well is about a 20-minute train ride. It's very lovely.
Caitlin bases all distance in Northern Ireland on train rides.
I took the train quite a bit.
She did?
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, let's move on to trivia.
Trivia is bad today. I'm not gonna make any bones about that. It's not good.
I will say.
But you do have one guaranteed right answer because I didn't read the script.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough. Okay.
What were you gonna say?
We were about to come in here and record, and Joe goes, "Oh, it's my turn to ask you trivia, isn't it?" And
yes.
I said, "Yep." So. That's fair.
Yes.
It's all right. We don't holiday weekend. It's okay. It's all right.
First three are buildings.
Okay.
What is the tallest building in Belfast?
Tallest building in Belfast. There really aren't tall buildings.
But what is the tallest? You're allowed to say you don't know. I told you these questions were terrible.
Is it the clock tower thing?
It's the something tower.
Albert's tower. Prince somebody's tower. King
Obel tower.
Oh, okay, no.
It's also the tallest storied building in Ireland, apparently.
Really?
Which is surprising, because you just said that there's no tall buildings in Belfast, which is probably true.
It's very true.
Because the Dublin skyline is flat, almost. It's really, really low.
Yeah.
They're talking about building Dublin's tallest building at the moment, and it's, I don't know, 20 stories or something like that. It's insane.
Yeah.
What is the oldest building in Belfast, Caitlin?
Oldest building in Belfast. Ooh. I would think it would be a church.
Or maybe somewhere that keeps books.
Somewhere that keeps books. A library. Did I go to any libraries?
Ding, 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 ding.
In Belfast? Belfast Library. I don't know.
Linenhall Library is Belfast's oldest building.
I don't know that one.
It houses a large collection of work by writer Robert Burns,
really?
As well as more than 20,000 archive items relating to Irish politics and culture.
Well, there you
go.
Guided
tours of the library are offered in summer months.
We can help you book those.
What is the narrowest bar in Belfast?
Oh, jeez. The narrowest bar.
We haven't mentioned it.
Yeah.
You probably won't know it.
Damn.
The next two questions are easier.
I want to say Kelly's, just because anytime I went to Kelly's, it was so, so cramped. They have a lot of decorations on the walls that stick out at you, and it's not possible.
I should have asked you what the oldest bar in Belfast was, because I actually know that one.
What is it now?
McHugh's.
I don't know that either.
Anyway,
wow. Did I live there?
The narrowest is the Glass Jar, apparently.
I don't know that.
I don't know how narrow it is. I didn't get any facts on it.
Interesting.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
What
okay.
famous actor, like this one already, right, who you thought was a Nobel laureate, was born in Ballymena, County Antrim, 28 miles from Belfast? Now, you remember we spoke about Derry, and we said that there was two people.
Liam Neeson.
Yes. And finally, the one that proves that I didn't read the script. What is believed to have inspired author Jonathan Swift's Sleeping Giant in his Gulliver's Travels novel? Cave Hill. When Swift resided at Lilliput Cottage near the bottom of Belfast Limestone Road, he imagined that the Cave Hill resembled the shape of a sleeping giant safeguarding the city.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about that too, episodes back.
I know.
Yonder.
I remember that, and I was like, will she remember this?
Yeah, she did.
Obviously, we put it in the script. So, yeah.
Very cool. Thank you, Joe. Let's move on to our tour for this reason. Pots and Plans for the week is the Causeway Coast self-drive tour. You get 7 nights flying into and out of Dublin.
Or Belfast if you want.
Or Belfast if you want to do that, exactly. You'll spend the first 2 nights in Derry. Then you move on to Port Rush for a night. Then you get a night in Ballymena,
which is where Liam Neeson was born.
Mm-hmm. 2 nights in Belfast, where you can take advantage of all the things we just talked about. And then your last night is in Dublin, or if you
or you can just
want
a third
to spend
night in
more
Belfast
time,
if you want.
Exactly,
yeah.
You can spend more time in Belfast.
Or you
if
can
you
spend
wish
less
that.
Time in Ireland if you want and take a night off, but you shouldn't do
no,
that.
No, you should spend as much time in Ireland as you can, right?
You sure should.
So basically, going off of what we just said, all of our self-drive tours are able to be.
Customizable.
All of our self-drive tours are customizable.
We create custom vacation quotes.
That is our thing. That is
yes.
what we do. Yes, indeed. So if you want to see something more or less than we've discussed, by all means, we can help you do that. If you're not sure what you want to do, we can help you with that as well.
If you want to book a bachelor party for 4 nights in Belfast, we can help you with that
too.
There
you go, or a stag night, as they call it there,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You can find all of this and other tours we've talked about in our past episodes at crystal-travel.com/reasons. And that is all we have for you today. Stay tuned. We're getting a little soft drum over here. Stay tuned for reason number 36 coming out on Monday, September 18th. Joe, if you'd give us more of a drum roll. Reason 36 is Cork.
Cork.
Cork City.
Cork.
Cork is a big deal.
People are divided over Cork and whether people in Cork love Cork.
Yeah.
So that means, like, they love it so much that they are obnoxious about it. So the rest of the country have to pretend to hate Cork. It's just kind of the way it is. They call Cork the People's Republic and the real capital and stuff like that.
There's a big Dublin-Cork rivalry, right?
Yeah.
What the capital actually is, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that more,
We will.
Thank you so much for listening. We want to remind you to visit 50reasonspodcast.com for upcoming episodes and show notes. Find us on Facebook at 50 Reasons Podcast, on Twitter at 50 Reasons Pod, and of course on Apple Podcast.
Please
find us, subscribe, rate, tell your friends.
Send out a mailer to your neighborhood.
I love that idea.
Yes.
Knock on their doors, actually.
Yes. Door to door.
Yeah.
Collect some money for us as well. That'd be good.
Please do. Until next time, everybody.
Slán an bhaile.